Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. The global financial meltdown is intensifying as we track it day by day here. The zombie population doesn't even have the slightest inkling what's happening, though we are able to unlock some of the zombies out of the false realities they're living in, the false constructs that they have been captured by. But still, the enemy operations expand against humanity worldwide, with devastating results on the population. Their black op eugenics programs of extermination, implanting the population with cancer viruses, blocking cancer treatment, carrying out aerial, chemical, biological, radiological spraying continues. Their intensified attacks are mainly focused in the third world and against government forces. Their own forces upon discharge, of course, are implanted with the pathogens to kill them. Of course, we had another medical doctor, Dr. Stan Monteith, on yesterday reading all the declassified public documents where your government is murdering you, police and military. Of course, you're still living in the false paradigm. Most of you have been so programmed, you're unable to break out. You have been systematically programmed to be laughing right now. It is not funny. That's part of your programming. We hope that just as a challenge, you would check out our claims and find out you and your family are being soft-killed right now. Richard Cook, a former White House economic analyst, will be joining us coming up in 30 minutes. Then we have Bob Chapman joining us at 12:30 noon today, an hour and a half for his daily visit during the meltdown. And then I'm going to get some into the esoteric agenda of the New World Order and their language, ancient esoteric language that is all around us. That's how they all communicate with each other. They're all taught the language. And it is a code broken centuries ago and available to all of us, but the average person is not even aware of it. The Global Crime Syndicate has its own language. We'll be breaking that down with Freeman coming up today on the radio show for an hour and a half, the last hour and a half of the show in studio. That will be live on PrisonPlanet.tv for all PrisonPlanet.tv members. And for the listeners on the InfoWars audio streams, we'll be skipping some of the breaks for you there. So that is coming up today. In the news, bank run continues as failed IndyMac fails to deliver the money to their people. The people show up and say, okay, the feds have backed this bank. I'm here to get my money. And the police say, if you complain and yell, we will arrest you. And they say, come back tomorrow. And then you come back tomorrow, we're now 3 days into this, and they say, no money. And that's what you're going to look forward to. You're not even going to get your $100,000 back in many cases. And if you complain about it, you will be tasered. And if that isn't enough for you, we'll just shoot you. And when the cops' family's homeless, too, they'll love it. And, you know, it's all part of it. It's all part of loving the private bankers. You know, I was thinking about it today. We've told you everything that was going to happen. I'm going to talk about that coming up. We just keep laying out everything that's going to happen. It just keeps happening. And I care about the police, but I'm just as disgusted with them as I am with the general public. It is just the mindlessness, the wanton ignorance. You're going to serve your masters, I know you are. And it isn't until you're old men, most of you, and old women, you'll cry your guts out seeing what fools you were. But at least then you'll realize that you were wrong, and that's what matters, isn't it? Repenting in the end is what matters. Changing your mind and your heart, even if it's the very end, even it's when you're dying of cancer at 35 and you finally go research and find out that we told you the truth and had all the government documents. At least before you die, you can tell your children, your wife, and some of your buddies on the force that when they die, it's their government. It's their criminal owners. We're going to come back and cover the intensifying criminal activity when we get back. I'm Alex Jones, 110% committed. Yeah.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This morning, driving in to the office, I was thinking about all the hundreds of things we've talked about that have come true and happened. I went on air and I said the government and criminal elements of it are going to attack the World Trade Centers because I knew they'd bombed it before. By the way, that's publicly admitted, but the average person still doesn't know that. The 93 event is open and shut. CBS News, New York Times, yeah, the feds created the group, cooked the bomb, gave them the detonator, commanded the whole operation. But that was provocateur. But I'm already digressing. You see, I try to just be... give you basic info, and then I tend to zoom in on each little point and document it. But we talked about how they were going to attack the World Trade Center, blame it on their asset of Osama bin Laden. It happened. I said it'll happen in the next few months. It happened. I talked about how in Seattle they were going to use federalized riot police to attack the people, that they would have agent provocateurs there, because I'd seen the media prepping the public for that to happen. And we told you you'd see bank runs. We told you you'd see a devaluing the dollar. We told you gas would be $4 a gallon by the summer of 08. We told you that in the late spring of 06, two-plus years before it happened. We told you they wouldn't attack Iraq in March of 02. It would be March of 03. They attacked exactly when we said a year before. We predicted a year before exactly when it would happen. We have basically laid out everything that's going to happen, everything that's going to develop. Of course, we've broken down the fact that it will go from 1 in 33 with cancer to 1 in 3, and then 1 in 2, and then everyone having it, basically. And now they're preparing to announce that 1 in 2 will now be getting it. They've gone from 1 in several thousand getting diabetes to now 1 in 5. Some races of groups, 1 in 2. These are all genetically engineered bioweapon plagues with chemical combos, and we have all the documents and all the facts, and the CIA and the Centers for Disease Control and the Navy and the United Nations, World Health Organization, they've been caught all over the world doing it, and all these prominent scientists and doctors and Nobel Prize winners blow the whistle, and it might make it in a foreign newspaper. Eyewitnesses come out and blow the whistle, only to be murdered months later, tortured to death. And then it's a minor footnote. The media never points out, oh, they exposed this government program and were murdered. It's just, oh, they got tortured to death by some kids. The police came. They were cut up and splattered all over the walls. Looked like they'd been tortured for days. It's no big. It's some kids, the police say. Some young kids probably did it. Yeah. Over and over again, a message to everybody, keep your mouth shut. And I scan around maybe an hour a day looking at what people are saying, and I look on our message boards, I look on the YouTube channels, I scan reading fast and the debunking sites. And the latest thing is that they're saying the dollar is not devalued, prices are not up, they're all saying it in unison, the CENTCOM boys, their minions, their mockingbirds, their weak-minded camp followers. They're saying the government doesn't take children and radiate them or doesn't test pesticides on CPS kidnapped kids. Doesn't matter if it's in thousands of news articles, or the variant is they're joking about it. The new thing is, I guess to keep their morale up, is, yeah, we're killing kids. So what? We're going to kill you too. They're also all over the message boards. You can track them back by their handles to their MySpaces. They're in uniforms. You'll see them bragging in their uniform with their PSYOP patch, and they're just letting everybody know who they are, and we're going to work on some articles showing all this. We're getting snapshots of them and things. And they're just on there saying, yeah, and they're coming on our message boards now saying, yeah, we built camps and we're going to kill you. And, yeah, we're testing stuff on kids. We need to. We are the dark side, and that's the end of it. Don't you understand, you fools, that your masters will destroy you as well? Don't you understand evil's not funny or tough or manly? Don't you understand it doesn't intimidate us, those of us on the side of the goodness and the side of light, those of us working in the light? It only makes us sad for you that you were overtaken and captured by the dark side and have been lost. It only reaffirms our courage and our will 100%. And I know what the term now means, 110%. I'd joke about it when I played football and would laugh at the coaches. 110% means you're so dedicated, you're burning with desire, and you can't even fathom the will and the commitment. It means you want to give more than you've got, and you're disgusted with yourself for not being able to perform at the levels you need to against the enemy. That's what 110% is, ladies and gentlemen. And I just feel sorry for all of you. And there's different categories. There's the mindless, dumbed-down people who believe that mom and apple pie is what the government is and are so weak-minded that they can't admit to themselves what's happening. Then you've got some of the more intelligence types, who just convince themselves with doublethink because it's too horrifying for them, and they rationalize and, yeah, we're not perfect, but you know what, we're the only government there is, and we've just got to keep going and following our orders, and they kind of just shut off the thinking process. But then you've got the psychopath types who enjoy being sadistic, who love power, who only worship the tyranny above them, and who are scared of their masters and so enthusiastically serve and then carry out tyranny against those under them. And there's other types as well, but the most dangerous type is very pious, very focused, again, pious on the surface, who really is, I don't know what you call it. I've run into them, I've read their writings, I've seen interviews with top globalists. They're very focused, they're very professional, they're very serious. And they are very cold, and they say, look, if we don't exterminate the mass of humanity, and if we don't be the most evil force there is on earth and dominate and take control and be totally merciless, we will end up being dominated by some other group, And we don't know what that other dominant group will do. And we have the will to protect ourselves and our family, our houses. They call their organizations houses. It's the old royal term. And there's less than 50 main houses. And they cold-bloodedly are in alliance, intermarried, and they say, look, this is too incredible. We're on a planet, and we've got all this advanced technology. We could extend our lives almost indefinitely. We are threatened by a mass of humanity, a new elite that may rise and defeat us militarily. And in cold-bloodedly, we don't want to die. We want to see the new advanced technologies. We want to be part of the future. And it's too important for us, selfishly, to have a total lock on the future and a monopoly of power and a guarantee that we get life extension and a guarantee that we get to go to the stars and a guarantee that we get to go to the next level of human development. And because the mass of 6 billion people and other elites that still exist at a lower level threaten us, we are going to cold-bloodedly set up a computer scanning, tracking, control grid on a planetary scale. We are going to put in a military world government, and then we are going to orderly sterilize and exterminate the mass of humanity, and only a few hundred thousand of us, because they tell their minions they're only going to kill 80 to 90%, but you really read the higher level think tank documents, the higher level professors who are managing large sectors of this, and they say that there's going to be a 99.99% extermination. But they can't tell their minions, because a lot of people have been let in on this, that it's going to happen to them too. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to carry it out. I don't know if it's going to work, but it looks like it is. And then every day, I am crushed every night when I go to bed. I went to bed about 11 o'clock last night, which is early for me. And I laid there for about 30 minutes in bed with the light, the starlight shining through the windows, and I was looking at the wall, and I thought, my God, I'm the biggest thing fighting this individually. I am the most focused, the most articulate Alex Jones. I mean, I thought about the magnitude of that, the responsibility of that, and I am a sputtering, babbling hillbilly who walks almost hunched over. And I'm the best we've got against these people. Now, I am smart. I can analyze systems and integrate them. You know, I kind of have some idiot savant characteristics. But when it comes to actually leading or trying to organize things, it scares the daylights out of me. And by scared in the right word, it shakes me. It upsets me that I'm the best there is, and that my listeners are the best there is. I mean, you're great compared to other people, but I'm telling you, folks, we're all pathetic. We're all weak and decadent. We were brought up in a decadent system. We were brought up in a scientific dictatorship. We were fed false terms and semantics. And we have to really shake ourselves to our core and really be reborn into a greater understanding. And I don't even mean that in a spiritual sense, but when you come down to it, that really is what it is. But I mean, just like shake yourself and dunk your head in some ice water and look around you. I mean, I want to tell the military and special ops and people, this is the ultimate battle. This is the ultimate war. Whether you believe me or not, whether you join our side, the ragtag little remnants of what's left of free humanity that can only freely think at a degraded level, poisoned as we are. I mean, I say to you, whether you know you're under attack or not, whether you know you're in the same ship with us, the same boat as us, you are. You're sitting in the same tree with us. You've drawn the same lot as everybody else around you. And the ultimate battle is the information war, and you better look around you and realize you've been fed disinfo, you've been fed false ideas, you've been fed false paradigms, fables. As Dr. Doug Rocky and so many others have said, they finally just wake up. When there he was training troops for martial law in the mid-90s, and he's like, why am I here? Why? It was like suddenly he like was woke up out of a dream. He's like, my God, I'm here training to take American people's guns. I mean, it just like we had Major General Stubblebine on, who was the head of Army Intelligence and all those black op programs, the head of Special Forces. And finally, he just assessed the info and said, my God, it's a global extermination plan. Then he went and found that all the documents did say that. I mean, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. It's more real than I can articulate. You understand? We're in iron jaws right now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Shut up.
I tell
you,
we stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protecta Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and
the... Let me try to boil this down as simply as possible.
Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy.
When you're driving along through traffic in your town,
country folks can survive.
Look at the people around you. They're looking straight ahead. They don't question how that highway got laid down. They don't question how power is brought to those light poles or the red lights, the traffic lights. They don't question how the police are commanded or how that echelon operates. They don't question the planet they live on. They don't question where food comes from at the grocery store. They just go into their little specialized job and then go home and watch entertainment and play video games or have sex or take drugs and then get up the next day. And they don't care about their neighbor. They've been trained to be isolated. Not just selfish, but isolated individuals who only interface with their sitcoms or with their movies or maybe their buddies at the bar twice a week. But even then, their discussion is guided by the sports that are on the big screen TVs. And so our culture is dominated and steered by individuals who, when you read the books that they've written for each other, when you look at the ideologies of those that steer and control the media, it isn't liberal or conservative. It isn't black or white. It is, we are the private central banking families. We've taken control of the world's banks 100 years ago, and they say we want a scientific dictatorship that can never be overthrown. And they went to the top scientists in Germany and England and the U.S., and they said, tell us, and Russia, Pavlov and others, how do we do it? And they all came back with reports, and they still have every major psychology department working on different pieces of it today. 90% of the UT psychology department, 2 miles from where I sit, is all Pentagon DARPA. Whole floors, when I was there a few years ago, were just how to flicker a TV rate to mesmerize you, and that was the areas that were declassified that I was allowed into. One research facility, one wing, one university. The whole thing was mind control. And again, that's only one small facet of it. When you're watching CNN or Fox, do you notice that suddenly all your troubles are off your mind, even if it's horrible things are happening on television? Suddenly you catch yourself with your mouth hanging open? I was watching the Jesse Ventura announcement a couple nights ago on this Monday night. So we turned the television on, children were asleep. And I caught myself in 5 minutes just totally zoned out. And it was relaxing. I wasn't at this heightened level of mental activity and awareness, which is invigorating, but you're at this level all the time, it gets exhausting. And I caught myself just watching Anderson Cooper. And why? They had one screen at an angle with stuff moving on it and letters and words and video. They had 5 or 6 other video screens in the back. They had video scrolling at the bottom. They had mist with subliminals, which they admit they're doing all over the screen. And that's one type of mind control. There were scores at work there. And in the video field, there were all those screens, and that's 30, 40-year-old technology when they had it down pat, because your mind, your conscious mind, can't lock in on more than one television screen. Well, they, you know, one thing happening. Let's say you see a cheetah chasing a gazelle in one of the screens. You'll tend to hone in on the one you want to look at, but your brain is taking it all in. The other 7 screens, not counting the big screen that has Anderson Cooper standing in front of it. And so it is a scientific fact. Your conscious mind, your discernment, within seconds is shut off. Within seconds, your discernment is shut off. And you are just accepting and absorbing everything it tells you. An example, my uncle was here during the holidays, and he doesn't watch a lot of TV, but he likes to watch college football. And I'm sitting there, and I go, don't you see that on the screen? Don't you see that for about a half a second, they are flashing an advertisement? This was public. I forget what game it was. He goes, I don't see it. And I said, you're relaxed in your chair. I said, get up, shake your head, focus. I go, they're doing it once a minute. And it was hard for me. I had to stay totally focused. And he finally, after about 5 minutes, goes, oh, I just saw it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was just there. I mean, they've got you so mesmerized, folks, you're not even seeing half-second subliminals now. You understand? And that was just advertising. You see? Now that's only one millionth of everything that's going on, but I just told you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Make no mistake, this is a fight for humanity, for liberty and freedom.
We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Old Smokey's got his ears on and he's hot on your trail. And he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. But old Smokey doesn't know he's not part of the establishment either. In fact, he's despised by the New World Order. That's a question, Smokey. You're gonna realize that you're either with the American people and liberty and freedom, or you are with the terrorists. We'll be talking to our guest, Richard C. Cook, here in just a moment. Be sure and check out the new PrisonPlanet.com. But if you like the old one, just go to classic.prisonplanet.com and it's all there for you, the old site.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on, he's hot on your trail, he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell.
I've got quite a few videos that we can play the audio of here, but I'm sure you've all seen it. It's not just IndyMac, though. There have been runs on banks all over the West Coast. Some of them have been running out of money, but then they direct people to other branches, and then they've been able to keep supplying the money. But at IndyMac, they can't do it. It's billions of dollars, even in cash assets, that people are unable to get out in their life savings. And there's video of the police saying, don't yell, don't scream, come back tomorrow. And they have the letters in their hands saying, no, I was here last Friday, I was here Monday, I was here Tuesday. And they just say, hey, go. Even some of them showing up are off-duty police. That means nothing. Look, the money isn't there. The banks have just a few percentages, just a few percentage points of actual cash in their vaults compared to the digital dollars that are there. This is all being done by design to implode the economy, to consolidate your wealth. This is neo-feudalism. We have the IMF World Bank documents that were leaked in 2002. I have been warning you weekly and now the last year daily that this is their plan and that political will to inform the public of how this is by design may allow us to put in policies that will reverse this. And whether it's the head of the New York Business School or Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist, World Bank, or whether it's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, or whether it's one of the biggest and most successful newsletter guys out there in history, Bob Chapman, or Richard C. Cook, who's written for the Washington Post and all these other big publications, consulted for NASA, Space and Security News, Washington Monthly, Houston Post. Of course, worked in the Treasury, a high-level policy and an analyst, advising the White House, you name it. He's saying the same thing. We're going to get his analysis right now. And he writes for Global Research. He writes for a lot of other fine publications and has his own website, of course, that we'll tell you about. But I want to get him on for the next hour. Then Bob Chapman joins us as this crisis speeds up even faster than I had thought it would. Mr. Cook, thank you for coming on with us.
Morning, Alex.
Can you break down, I know you go over the history of banking and the last time you were on with us and who these elites are, but today I'd like you to break down your forecast of what you previously said, meshing with what we're now witnessing. It looks like a carbon copy. And then where you see things going in the short term and the midterm and the long term, sir.
Well, what we're seeing is the ongoing collapse of the United States economy. It really began this phase last summer, late last summer, almost a year ago, with the beginning of the big financial institutions, particularly the investment banks, being hit by the subprime mortgage crisis and beginning to lose their solvency. The banking directors at the Federal Reserve and the other international bankers out of Europe and the central banks in other countries began to pump what they call liquidity into these institutions. And as we know, beginning a few months ago, the Federal Reserve opened its discount window in New York, not just to the commercial banks, the traditional commercial banks, but also to the investment banks that were so heavily leveraged through the subprime securities that they were holding. Now, all of that has pretty much run its course, and we're now seeing the crisis extending into the producing economy. We're seeing huge layoffs at the financial institutions, at the investment banks. We saw just recently this huge downsizing plan coming through from General Motors. We're seeing continued outsourcing of U.S. jobs. We're seeing the sale of more and more U.S. businesses to foreigners, including the recent sale of Anheuser-Busch. And so what we are now beginning to witness is not just the collapse of the financial economy, but the domino effect where that begins to roll over into the producing economy of men and women who go to work every day. Their banks are now seizing up. And so it's really the beginning of the phase where everyday life starts to be affected much more than it has in the past. The unemployment figures are going to keep going up. People are going to lose their jobs. Foreclosures are going to continue. So we're really entering the phase that's most similar to what we saw in the Great Recession of 1979 to 83, which was the Paul Volcker-induced recession, which was the worst one since the Great Depression. And then before too long, it does look as though we're going to be starting to get into Great Depression territory.
So we're now beginning the wasting, like someone in a lifeboat who hasn't eaten for a week. The body is now eating muscle.
Yes, that's a good analogy.
The neocons are all over talk radio running around saying it's a conspiracy theory, the dollar is strong, all is well, and calling us communist. I mean, it is unbelievable how delusional their camp followers are.
Well, I think we have to realize that the neocons, so-called, this includes the whole party that began the Iraq War, the current Iraq War, and which has pretty much been the war party that has driven us to this hugely expensive conflict in the Middle East, they don't really work for the United States. This group really works for the international bankers, the financial elite that straddles all of the nations of the world and who control the monetary systems of all nations, including the United States. And what I believe, Alex, is that what they are really trying to do is to use the financial crisis to drive us into an escalated war in the Middle East. I think this is really the connection between what we're seeing in the financial world and what's going on overseas. They're part and parcel of the same policy.
Well, sir, I want to look at the big
neocons who are driving this.
Sure, sure, and I'm going to give you the floor here because I want you to walk through your analysis, because I like to get the people on who predicted what's going to happen accurately. You've been doing that for many years now, and it meshes, dovetails with the other analysts we're having on, but not just as a choir. You're all seeing a little bit different here, seeing different perspectives from your knowledge base, from your research, and being an analyst, you know, with NASA and, of course, in the Treasury Department and many other areas, you've got your own unique perspective. When I see the IMF World Bank plan saying they wanted to gut the U.S. like a third world country by issuing us credit, we know it's predatory. Then you see them writing some, you know, things in the Times of London, Financial Times, saying this is even so bad it may destroy us. They act like they're scared. Have they created something that may actually suck them into their own black hole? I want to get your take on that. I mean, basically, what led us to this? Is it by design? Are they in control of it? Where do you see it going? Is this meant to, I mean, obviously, Congress is even saying the Anheuser-Busch deal is because we're like a third world country with a devalued currency. They can come in and buy it. I mean, another example. But, I mean, basically, you see those different questions I've thrown out. I want to look at why you think they've engineered this, or do you think they've lost control?
Well, you know, I'm an historian. I taught history, and I write from a historical perspective. In fact, some people complain that my articles are too long because I always go back into history. But you really have to do that to understand what's going on, because if people believe that what we're seeing is just a few stupid mistakes that were made, you know, maybe by Alan Greenspan or somebody like that, and what the Federal Reserve really should do is just let the collapse take place and sit tight on high interest rates, well, that's absurd, because this situation has been developing really for a very long time. I think you have to understand, you know, the people who are learning about this, that you've got two things that have been going on hand in hand really for the last, ever since America was founded. One, you have the Industrial Revolution. You have the application of science and technology to production, which has vastly increased the wealth of the world and the productive capability of the world, along with the population, and has allowed a gradual increase in the standard of living for decades and decades and generation after generation. At the same, going hand in hand with that, you've had the growth of the private financial industry, which has, from one point of view, fed the capital into the industrial system to allow it to grow, but on the other hand has been sitting on top of this, raking the profits off of it however they see fit. And that is what is really going on. What we're seeing is a very late phase of the harnessing of industrial potential by the financial elite, the usurers, the financial predators who work internationally and across borders. And they have taken down, if you really look at the history of the last century, and we're in really what you could call a 100 years war if you go back to World War I, they have taken down successfully every nation that has tried to use its own resources, its own population, its own initiative, and its own wealth to create a positive, enduring standard of living for its own population. The financial elite of the world has taken down every nation that's attempted to do that, starting with World War I, Germany, Austria-Hungary, Russia. The Ottoman Empire were all destroyed.
And let me just add, and then go back to World War One.
Mm-hmm.
Club of Rome, CFR, Rand Corporation, which you've obviously read, sir, but for the audience, now they say, you're right, they want to fully absorb the Industrial Revolution, shut it down under bogus carbon tax controls, and bring in a global neo-feudalism game over because they want a monopoly of power, and they've gone to their scientists and behavioral psychologists and said 100 years ago, how do we create an elite that is invincible, a revolution that is final? And they said, this is how you do it, what you are now describing.
Yeah, that's correct. And if you go on in history and you look at World War II, which was fought and won supposedly by the Allies, World War II really destroyed both the French and the British empires. It destroyed the Italian empire, and it left standing only two nations. One was the Soviet Union, and one was the United States. Well, the Soviet Union was undermined and collapsed in 1991. That left the only nation that was really flourishing in its own right, the United States, the only nation that had the potential to oppose the international elite, the international financial capitalists, who wanted to take over every nation, and now it's the United States' turn. We are the last nation standing as a truly independent, free, powerful nation, at least we were, and now we are under attack, and it's the United States that's being taken down, and we're being taken down very rapidly.
Richard C. Cook?
This is not something that's out of control. This is something that was planned and is under control.
I've never heard it put more succinctly or better. They admit all of it. I know this is hard to deal with, ladies and gentlemen, but the globalists, under Lord Milner's direction and planning, openly wrote and said, we have to go in and destroy any nation that can stand before us. The World Population Study, the Commission on Population 44 to 49 by the British government, had the same findings and said that they even have to sacrifice their empire for this larger empire, this hegemonic system of the banks. And Lord Milner, by the 20s, described a Hitler type to build him up, pick his psychology, let him tear everything up to destroy Europe. I mean, it's the same thing. They knocked out the czars by big banks funding, sending in the Bolsheviks. They are here to now give the U.S. the treatment that Germany and Russia have gotten, or the reorganization we saw with the CIA funding Mao. We are now about to be reorganized, and that means tens of millions murdered, death camps, if they have their way. Now, folks, this is going to happen. Now, that's my analysis, Mr. Cook.
Yes, that does appear to be the direction that it's going in, and the way that it's being done is through the use of banking and debt. And the United States has, in a way, been set up for this because we have had, since our founding, a bank-based monetary system where the only way that money is introduced into circulation is through bank lending. And gradually, the buildup of that has created a situation where today we have, with a gross domestic product of approximately $13 trillion, a total debt burden that our economy is carrying that we estimate by the year 2010 is probably going to hit $70 trillion. And it's a result of the phenomenon of compounding interest. And, of course, compounding interest is that which is held by the banks and the people who are the owners and stockholders in the banks. But, again, it's necessary to realize, as people are coming to do, that the banks are not really controlled within a nation. They're controlled at an international level.
He writes for the Washington Post, Houston Post, consults for NASA, worked at the highest levels of policy in the Department of Treasury, advising the White House. He's Richard C. Cook. We're going to come back and tell you about his website and a lot more and let him continue to break down what's happening. I know it's bad, but at least you know now.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer: go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
The private banks took control of our nations. The few rogue countries are nations that aren't controlled by them. Serbia, Iraq. You notice they're being taken over, being overthrown, being bombarded. But the big prize, the wars that are meant to destroy our treasury and our name and our dollar, is about making the U.S. the target. I hate to use a child's analogy, but that seems to get through to some people. Remember in the final Star Wars episode, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith? You've got the senator who uses staged attacks to get more power, then he becomes emperor by attacking himself. Okay, well, that's because George Lucas has even given interviews. He wrote that off of history, what other empires have done, what Caesar did. Okay, this is the type of thing that happens over and over again. You are the target. And why have they militarized the police? Why are they telling them that we have no rights? Why are they building FEMA camps? Because they're taking the country down. Mr. Cook, again, written for the Washington Post, many other big publications, financial analyst, analyzed things for the federal government, Department of the Treasury, and NASA. Continue, sir, breaking down now what they're doing. Is it going well for them? How do we fight back?
Well, would it be okay if I mention my website?
Oh, please.
At this point, Alex. My website is www.richardccook.com. And the main thing that's on there now is my book on the Challenger disaster called Challenger Reveal. But I have a new book coming out this fall, which is called We Hold These Truths, The Hope of Monetary Reform, which is my book on monetary policy and monetary issues. And that will be also advertised on my website.
Well, we've got 30 more minutes. We got 30 more minutes with you, I believe. So we'll go through that book that's coming out. And I certainly want to have you on when that happens. But give the website out again.
It's www.richardccook.com.
Okay, we've gotten up to the point. Recap, because I interrupted a few times. Recap, this is by design. Their own documents say it. And then where it's going.
Well, let's go to the year 1970, 1971, because the current phase that we're seeing is really a result of actions that began during that decade. And in my latest article that's come out, I refer to what I call the three amigos, trying to have a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there. The three amigos I call Henry Kissinger, Paul Volcker, and Alan Greenspan. Kissinger, while Nixon's Secretary of State, was the one who really made the U.S. dependent on the Middle East for oil, who gave billions of dollars to Israel for its war machine, and created the petrodollar to support our trade and fiscal deficits. And that's really when the current hyperinflation of the U.S. dollar began and the erosion of the U.S. dollar. When all of that money began to flow over to the Middle East to be used by Saudi Arabia to then come back and buy United States debt because Treasury at that time was starting to run such huge deficits. So we were already set up at that time in a very precarious position. Then Volcker, when he was chairman of the Federal Reserve, crashed the U.S. producing economy deliberately in the recession of 1979 and 1983. And that's what began the destruction of our industrial base. And that, again, was a planned destruction. And it gave us what we have today, which is called the service economy. Then, when Alan Greenspan became chairman of the Federal Reserve, he began to produce these huge financial bubbles because he couldn't do anything to reverse the decline of the economy because they were not about to restore our industry. So what they began to do was create this massive official fraud in home mortgage lending that began early in George W. Bush's presidency around the year 2001-2002.
We've got a break. We've got a break. And then that was, everybody was told, go ahead and engage in fraud, get the suckers on the line. When we come back, we're going to get into the current situation and where Mr. Cook sees it going. Second hour, straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.